From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire, reading A Good Town by Douglas Hurt. Now let's begin with A Good Town. Chapter 1. Tink! Catching my breath, I leaped off the boardwalk and raced up the street, slumping to my knees at his side. I blinked back sudden moisture and hardly noticed the desert wind or the dust that stung my eyes. Tink! I put an arm under him and pulled his head up onto my legs. My hand was suddenly warm, and when I looked, blood dripped through my fingers. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Alice running up the boardwalk. She stopped abruptly and clutched at the porch upright as if her knees had gone weak. The hot wind had pulled her hair loose and whipped it across her wide, staring eyes. There was horror in her face, and she must have seen the same in mine as I looked back at the man in my arms. Tink, I tried again. There was no response at first. Then his eyes fluttered and came open. They seemed not to see me. Tink, I'm here.
Yeah, I know, he managed. Did I get him?
My glance went down the street. Waldo Fritz hadn't moved. Tall and still slender after all these years, Waldo's gaunt face grinned at me as he slowly slipped his revolver back into his holster. He took a cigar from his inside pocket of his frock coat and turned it between his lips. He seemed to be waiting. I looked back at my friend and shook my head. Tink coughed, and his eyes rolled up some.
Not surprised. Waldo was always faster than me. Then...